So, because he had given significant superiority to the man, having stated that the woman is of him, for him, and under him, he skillfully balances it out, ensuring neither the men are overly exalted nor the women are depressed, by introducing the correction saying, "However, neither is the man without the woman, nor the woman without the man, in the Lord." Don't just examine, he says, the initial things and that creation, because if you look into what comes after, each one of the two is the cause of the other, or rather not even just each of the other, but God of all. This is why he says, "Neither is the man without the woman, nor the woman without the man, in the Lord."